Okay, so we started Shaar Yuchad HaMaaseh. Again, the essence of Shaar Yuchad HaMaaseh is to be doing things exclusively to please Hashem, not to please anybody else. And as we began discussing yesterday, it's a big subject, a big area of work, and a big area of growth. And although in a general way, it might seem like it's over our heads, we have to remember that we are the essence of Avodas Hashem, a practical approach to Avodas Hashem, is to locate yourself on the map and move from there. So therefore, for example, just to use that classic example that we gave, when we talk about making everything we do L'Shem Shamayim, the simple classic example that we gave was eating cholent on Shabbos. Even if tachlis lemaisa, 99% l'shem your stomach, your palate, probably not l'shem the stomach, that would be l'shem the palate, right? You start by saying, you know what, I'm going to consciously insert some intent l'chvod Shabbos also. You bought it to 4% lichvod Shabbos, that's a very big achievement. Now, I want to note that actually once you do that, it probably isn't 4% either. Once you've actually made a point of thinking about it for a moment, it's more than 4% l'maisa. So we might not start at 100%, but we have where to start from, we have what to do. We can very much enhance the quality of our Avodas Hashem in this area. So let's see. So, we are in the middle of the Hakdama. In the middle of the Hakdama. V'roi ato shenevar min yonei yichad ha-maisim lelukim. We should now elaborate on six discussions about this subject. Shisha and Yonim. And those are going to be the six chapters of this Shaar. Echad mehem, number one is, Mahu Yichud HaMaisa Lelikim. What is it? What is Yichud HaMaisa? That'll be chapter number one. That chapter is all of one line. Number two, B'mayiyeh. How do you get to it? What are the conditions? Ashlishi, chapter number three will be Be'ez HaMaisim Chayovim Bo'i. Which actions of ours must we make this effort in? What is it that we need to do L'Shem Shamayim? Am I allowed to eat breakfast, not L'Shem Shamayim? Am I allowed to get into pajamas, not L'Shem Shamayim? What are the areas where I have to apply this avodah to? So that's the third chapter. Ravi, number four is, Kama minim afsidah. What are the things that work against Yichud HaMaaseh? Achamishi, Ech oifne al chokosam in anefesh. How do I combat these counter forces? Right? We have the things that are working against Yichud HaMaaseh. How do I combat them? Ad sheyitochen libnei adam, until it will be possible for a person leyachid kol ma'aseh sheyasu l'shem okel, to actually dedicate everything that he does to Hashem, every act. Ashishi, and discussion number six will be she'nizah b'machshava v'nishma mimena u'mayshelba, that a person learns to be careful where his thoughts go, to be on top of his thoughts, not to let his thoughts take him to the wrong places. This is already an extension of Yichud HaMaaseh, where not only what I'm doing is with the right intent, but L'maaseh, my mind, is always in a pristine, in the right place. We'll get there. So we'll start the first perek. Perek Aleph is, Avol Mahu Yichud HaMaaseh Lelikim. What is Yichud HaMaaseh? Dedicating our actions exclusively to Hashem. Hu hakavono banire ubanista. B'maaseh avodas elokim lishmoy. It means that both outwardly and inwardly, I focus my effort and my intent only on Hashem. It means that's where my intent is. I'm not thinking, try to please so and so, and also in the way I actually do it outwardly, I'm not doing it in a way that needs to look good to the other person. In order to achieve his favor, that's my sole goal. I only want to please him. Not to please other people. Now, we'll see that there's more to this. I mean, the Chavis HaVavis is very much focused on, when he talks about Yichud HaMaisa, doing it in order to please Hashem, not doing it in order to please other people. Now, as we already alluded yesterday, there could be other Shaloi Lishmas, right? A person is eating Chalent also. Keep coming back to that example, just as a very grubba, practical example to work with. A person is eating Chalent, he's not doing it to please other people either. He's doing it because he enjoys the taste. The Chavis HaVavis is less focused on that, but we'll see that. And then there's another thing that the Mesiyas Yesharim adds when it comes to dedicating our actions to Hashem. We're talking about dedicating your actions to Hashem versus to other people, other intents. But there's also dedicating your actions to Hashem versus no thought, versus just a blank mind. We want to do things lishma, not just not to do them for the wrong purposes, but also not to do them with a blank mind. We'll see. The idea being, the common denominator here being, is that we want the things that we do to be packed with kavana to Hashem. Let's see. It's Perek Beis. So if I want to get to this place, what do I have to have in place? How can I get to a place where everything I do is dedicated only to Hashem? Basara inyani, he says there are 10 premises. Basher yiskaimu belev ha'adam, when they are well internalized in our minds and hearts. V'yisbara etzloikim ad ne'avadosa v'shoshe ma'aseu, and he very clearly sees how these are this is the basis for all of his avodah. Yishlam yichudoi b'hem l'shem akel. Then he will indeed, everything he does will be dedicated only to Hashem. Ve'lo yifne el zulasoi. And he won't be directing anything he does toward others, not interested in pleasing anyone else. Ve'lo yikave bil adav. And also in general, this is really a step before that. If you, let's say you want to please somebody because you feel that your welfare depends on him. This man has the ability of making or breaking my parnasa. This man has the ability of making or breaking my social standing. This man has the ability of, you know, will my kid get into the moisa that I want, or will I not get into the moisa that I want? So, because you feel that you need the person, I mean, there's two things. I could just want to please people because I want people to like me. I want to be popular. I want to be admired. That's one thing. But then there's another thing that you feel that you need somebody, and that will often create a challenge when it comes to Yichud HaMaisa. When you feel that you need somebody and you have to make sure to stay on their good side.
That means you need to go back to Sharmi Tafa. I mean, you're not ready for this then.
Oh, very good. That's why, as we're going to see now, Sharmi Bitachon is a fundamental a hakadama. Yichud HaMaisa has to come after Bitachon for this reason. That's right. It's going to be one of the premises, right? And a person should have no intent other than, I want to please Hashem. So what are the 10 premises for doing things L'Shem Shamayim? Are you showing? I just want to make a comment here again. There's going to be a lot of putting into perspective that we're going to want to be doing here. Because as you move, especially when we're talking about the Chavis HaVavis, a sefer as sublime as the Chavis HaVavis, and especially as we're already in the second half of it, we're moving into higher realms. And the Chavis HaVavis talks strong. And like, let's say, for example, you do have a situation where someone asks you for staka. Someone asks you for tzedakah, and the reason you're giving him tzedakah right now is because you feel bad to tell him no. You feel embarrassed to tell him no. He says, oh, according to the Chavis HaVavis, this is treif. So don't give the tzedakah. Is that so? Now, if we get too, I have to say this right. if we become too narrowly focused on the concept of Yichud HaMa'aseh, then the person might say, well, if I'm going to give tzedakah because, you know, I want the people around, I'm embarrassed for the people around me, I'm embarrassed for the person asking, that's treif, and therefore I shouldn't do it. You have to realize that there's a bigger problem with giving tzedakah for the wrong purpose, and that is not giving tzedakah. Not giving tzedakah is a bigger problem than giving tzedakah for the wrong purpose. What's that? Okay, that's right, right? So, therefore, we have to stress. In fact, I'll add a point. The Chavis Halvavis said earlier that boishes, shame, is a good midah. It serves a very good purpose. Why? He says because boishes, the midah of shame, is what creates chesed in society. It's what causes people to honor their parents, etc. 1 minute. That's treif, if that's why there's chesed going on in society, right? Now, the answer is that first, there has to be chesed in society, right? Then, start taking it to the next level and dedicate it l'shem shamayim. It's the next step. So, and you know what? On the contrary, we'll actually add and say even more than that. If you feel embarrassed from a person, or you feel like you would like this person to think highly of you, or whatever it is, use that as a stepping board toward having the right kavanah for Hashem. But Victor Miller would say that part of the idea of Tzelem Elikim, when you look at a person, you feel self-conscious. When you know that somebody else is looking at you, you feel self-conscious. Why do you feel self-conscious? When a person's eyes are on you, you're very conscious of that, right? So why is that? It's not because of the eyes. It's not because the person sees you. If you knew that this person was completely spaced out or completely focused on something else, his mind is intensely busy with something else, but his eyes are on you, but his mamish doesn't see what's going on with you, he wouldn't have a problem. The problem is, what is it that has that effect? It's the intelligence behind the eyes, right? The fact that there is someone right now who is taking you in and forming an opinion. So, and Avigdor Miller said, focus on the fact that that's really what it is here. That's the Tzelem Elokim. The eyes are expressing to you, there is a seichel here watching you. There's an opinion being formed of you right now. And say, 1 minute, it isn't the eyes here, right? It's the seichel behind it. Oh, it's just one jump away from saying, wow, I should think of Hashem as that seichel, right? You can actually use that natural inclination to, yes, care about what people think about you. And yes, try to be pleasing people, to take it to the next level and say, oh, if so, let me care about pleasing Hashem also. So again, the point comes back to the same point. We want to be working from the place where we are and approaching it from there, not just saying, well, if I'm at 2% and the goal is 100%, so the 98% are going to be insurmountable. But let's see. Okay. So what are the 10 premises here? So you basically made this point, but he's spelling it out here. Many of the premises are the preceding sharim of this sefer, right? Many of the premises are the first volume of Chavis Halvavis. So number one is Yichud Hakel. You have to have a profound understanding that Hashem is there. That's number one. You're not going to do things L'shem Shamayim if you aren't living with a very clear, profound knowledge of Hashem. That's number one. Hasheni, number two is Abuchin Betoyves Elokim Vasmadoson Olav Kasher Biyanubai. Number two is Shabina. You have to become very aware of Hashem's chasadim with you. Now, why is that a premise for doing things L'shem Shamayim, doing things L'shma? Well, the idea is, step number two after becoming aware of Hashem is becoming keenly aware of His involvement in your life. That's what Shaar B'china is about. Becoming keenly aware of His involvement in your life and how much He's caring for you. Vashlishi, number three is the offshoot of that in the system that He followed. You have to come to a place of being committed to Hashem's avodah, right? That was the process of this sefer. Sha'ichud is supposed to bring you any understanding that Hashem is there. Is supposed to bring you to starting to notice and sense His involvement with you. That's supposed to bring you to a place of wanting to commit yourself to Him. Varvi, and where is that supposed to bring you to? You may. That you then come to trust Him. You start really coming to trust that your affairs are in His hands and not in the hands of anybody else. When you really sense that, you're that much closer to really being able to dedicate your efforts with an exclusive focus on pleasing Him. Okay? We'll stop here for tonight, Bezos Hashem.